Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
To get to the 20-yard line to get a first down. Pressure's coming. Sanders fires, and it's broken up by Roquan Smith. And this one will come to an end. The Ravens will win their fourth consecutive game.
Baltimore Ravens taking care of business yesterday, 23-16. Putting 13 points on the board in the fourth quarter, shutting out the Cleveland Browns in the second half. Ravens are now 5-5 on the year. Ed Norris, 18 carries, 103 yards. O. Henry,
I tell you, when he gets some help, he is amazing. That was a 59-yard run.
Yeah.
Wow. once he gets galloping, good luck, everybody. So, yeah, 103 yards. It's just nice to see when that running game is clicking, this team is good. And that's, you know, despite all the mistakes they made, he makes up for a whole lot of negatives. And I got to give a tip of the cap to Pat Ricard, because that run, he drove that. The guy
would kick out block, yeah.
He kicked him out about 8 yards. Yeah. He just kept pushing and
off
pushing.
The screen.
Out of, yeah, he pushed him out of the TV picture.
Pat Ricard's my MVP.
It was amazing.
Most important player on the field. That's my opinion.
Hey, Jeremy, welcome to the Kyle Hamilton Show.
He was everywhere, man. From doing the Shador celebration after the big play. Yeah. Even that play, if you guys are watching, he almost made it in the backfield. Just missed running that sumbitch down. He was everywhere. And watching him play, like even seeing him in the commercial. Did you guys check that out?
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
pretty cool as well.
Is Roy Kent.
Yeah, but it's like having a player like this on that side of the ball and seeing all the different things you can use him for. We joke all the time, you can make a case that he's the best at everything on that side of the ball, from pass rush to pass defense yeah. to tackling, everything. He's so good.
Yeah, hit a sack yesterday, two pass defenses.
Tackles for loss.
He's had three tackles for loss. Yeah. I mean, he's just unreal. However, is anyone scarier than Myles Garrett?
No, no. It's like, it was tough to watch, because I remember we had the over and unders, and I was like, he's going over and over and over. He did. He had four sacks yesterday. The worst part was not just the fact he got to Lamar. He was throwing around the offensive tackles like,
get off of me.
Yeah. He looked like the senior that was going D1 playing against the kids on the JV. Just, get out of here. He just throw him to the side. Like, wow. I mean, I heard Reggie White was the strongest guy. Every offensive lineman I talked to, like Wally Williams and guys, he would say Reggie White was the strongest D lineman they've ever played against. Uh-huh. I wonder if he's in that category, because he looks so much better than everybody else.
Yeah, Reggie White would go, I'd like you to be over here while I'm over here.
Against okay everybody but the left tackle of the Cowboys.
Yeah.
He said, well,
they had
Eric
battles.
Williams.
Yeah.
One of Eric Williams.
Was that who the
left tackle for the Cowboys? I think it was.
I thought you might know better than I would.
I think it was Eric Williams. It's the only guy that Reggie White says, man, I ain't a problem with that guy.
Yeah.
That guy was different. Hey, hats off, Jeremy, to Mark Andrews.
I mean, look, so many different things we could talk about for him in this game, because like when you look at his final stat line, make sure you look at the rushing yards, because that was a huge play.
Yeah.
But, you know, it felt like he was all over the field making plays left and right. And when you look back at it, it wasn't like it was a huge game for him or anything, but breaking the Ravens receiving record all time, I think what a great person to have it for what he's meant for this team and what he's done here. But yeah, that at the end of the game, the decision to go, you know what, let's take the slowest guy on offense and let's run him and see how they feel about it. Pretty ballsy.
I hated the call. No. I hated the decision. I said it before they rested. I don't like this. Just want everybody to know I don't like this because I thought it was just going basic tush push up the middle. But then when I saw the play, I'm like, I don't like the call, but what a great play.
Yeah.
What a great play.
Hold on. But if that play doesn't work out, what's everybody saying today?
Should have kicked it. Should have taken the points.
Yeah. We can't do that.
Well, I mean, but that's what happens. Like, it's a great play because it worked out.
Right. It was pretty creative, though. That was, you save that, you don't show it all year, and you pull that out. That's because Rob wasn't the only one thought it was a tush push. So did the Browns.
Yeah, they did. Like, they did. Everybody, but that one. I bet that one guy. I had that one guy that got kicked out on that block, which he would have thought it was a tush push. That way, he wouldn't have gotten blocked.
It takes one guy to blow that whole thing up and not. But like the thought process of everyone diving in, and it was brilliant in the moment to look at it. But like, I also go back to it. If you don't get that play, people are killing Monken, and it's still wrong because the execution, that's what matters. Yeah. The play design was beautiful.
Play design was beautiful because if you saw when Lamar went left, I think it was Henry. Lamar went left, I guess it was Henry. The defense started going left. They went with him out for obvious reasons, and then Andrews just walked around the right side.
I thought they were going to run the annexation of Puerto Rico. That's when he puts the ball down and he lets the center get on top of it. You know that one? It was from the Little Giants? No, that's anyway. Had done that one.
Ravens just need to still collect dubs. They're 5-5 right now. Still a game back of the Steelers who won yesterday as well. Ravens have won 4 in a row. With the New York Jets on the horizon this week. Yes, you in front.
Yeah, I got a question for Ed. So he gave us all this work, and then all of a sudden he gets to talk about winning. Did you get that? Like, we each answered two questions, and Rob's like, hey, let me take the one about winning. It's a winner. What a winner over here. That's so nice of you, man. What's the name of this game? I win.
All right. They won 4 in a row. Yeah. So we keep it going.
Keep it rolling.
Got the Jets coming into town. This is a huge win. Someone said yesterday on social media, or on the post, Ravens got no chance because if they got to pull these kind of shenanigans against this team to win, then they're a bad football
team. I hate
team.
When people do that.
But I guess the Packers are done because the Packers actually lost to the Browns. The
Browns got no have one of the best defenses in the league. I don't know what people are talking about. The record may suck. But
Bills lost to the Dolphins. Chiefs lost to the Jags. I mean, this. I guess nobody's going to win
Chiefs
this year.
Chiefs lost again yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean.
Didn't the league know they're supposed to fix the games for them? What the hell's going on here?
Who, the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Man.
That was
a great game.
It was. Like we were just talking about. I asked you guys because I didn't get to see most of the Eagles-Lions game last night. I said, was it a good game? And you're looking at the score going, no, it wasn't.
I can't see 17-9 between those two teams being a good game.
But with that Chiefs-Broncos game, it was a phenomenal game even though it was low score. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there were a bunch of there were a ton, and I mean a ton of great games yesterday.
How many was it?
A ton. That's like... Like there's a couple ton in there.
It's like 2,000 pounds.
That's a lot. Yeah. Hey, it's like a lot of weights there, Chief. So the Carolina game, the way that came down, the Bears game.
Bryce Young.
Oh my goodness. There were so many good games yesterday.
And before we get out of here, man, we gotta thank some people because you and I went to the MMA Shogun fights on Saturday night, which were phenomenal, by the way. Justin from 98 Rock gave us a nice little shout out as well from the ring.
I gotta say,
these guys give me problems every morning.
He cracks me up, man. There was a disqualification. I think Mario Yamasaki picked it up, and he was right. But we thought because the hometown guy won, he clearly dominated the fight, gets DQ'd. I think it was knee to head when the guy was on the ground.
Yeah,
and Justin goes, walking out with you, I got to announce this. It was funny, though. But, yeah, I mean, all the guys. Obviously, you know, the Rollo family, John Rollo.
Yeah.
All of my buddies at Life Med, Vinny and Kent, and everybody else. But Jay Brown from the Maryland Athletic Commission took care of us.
Yeah.
He's the one that actually had us announced and stuff. And, Jay, we just want to say thanks. It was a great time. Great card.
It was.
That was a really good card.
Action packed. Yeah. Jeremy, they said there's a boxing match coming down there in a couple
next
of months.
Next week, I think.
Next week, they want all of us to go down there for that one next week. Robbie went up to the ring.
Okay, after the last flight, Robbie went up to the ring after the last flight.
Did we convince him? Did we officially tell the Robbie story on the air?
What?
From Friday?
No.
Like, we kind of told it. Right? So, like, we had a kid in studio that's, you know, he wants to get in the industry, and he was watching in the other room. When Robbie got dropped off here, Robbie comes in the studio with us. So they wanted us to get a picture with him. You know,
the Big Bad Morning Show picture.
Yeah, so we get in front of the 105.7 The Fan sign here. And as soon as I'm saying, hey, do you guys want to take a picture with him? Like, he didn't even hesitate. Robbie got up like, yeah, I'm part of the show. I'm here. He just rolled up. Ed's dying laughing over here. And Robbie's just leaning in smiling. I mean, if you see the picture, you can see we're all laughing because it was like, it wasn't a question. He was the fourth member of the show. In the studio, not to dismiss Joe, because Joe's obviously the fourth member.
But you didn't exactly have to twist his arm to get in the cage either.
No, no.
Right, Andy's standing up there.
I don't know where he gets this stuff from. Quarterback review at 6:30, but on the other side, 3 and out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Man. We got thrown into some sticky situations, and we held them to field goal on the muff punt. And, you know, that's what we're called out there to do. It doesn't matter the situation. It doesn't matter what the situation is in the game. If there's a blade of grass to defend, we're going to defend it. And Marky Missa, I just gave you, like, all your flowers. Yeah. But, yeah, I think everybody just stayed locked in. And situationally, I thought we were really good today.
I thought that was a big, big defensive stop. Ravens give up the turnover on the muff punt and only get out of that with a field goal. That was Kyle Hamilton. I thought that was huge. Ed, who's your up?
Well, Kyle Hamilton. He was everywhere. He just was. He's the best defensive player on the team. He's going to go down as one of the best we've ever had on a team with Hall of Fame defensive players.
Mm-hmm.
But he really did. I mean, he just, you know, his stat line was great. But you know, just give you that quickly because nine tackles, a sack, three tackles for loss, two pass defense, a quarterback hit. Need I say more? I mean, it's like he's head and shoulders above everybody else. But he can do anything. I think I'd put him everywhere except nose guard because he can do anything. He's probably the best pass rusher on the team. Good defender, great defender.
I don't know if you stand him up, he might be a good nose guard.
Maybe. The guy can do everything. So he's my up.
Who's your down?
My down is the pass protection. I mean, it's more than the fact that, you know, Lamar got sacked five times. It's the way. You face Myles Garrett. He got four of those five sacks. But that offensive line, they were getting tossed around.
Like, would you agree that if it wasn't Lamar, he got sacked eight times?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. A couple times he couldn't breathe. I mean, before he had a chance to even set his feet, they were on top of him. Myles Garrett's ridiculous, but... But they were also the offensive line did not look good. They were getting just manhandled by Garrett, and if you could notice offensive line being thrown around, that's a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Jeremy Conn, who's your up?
My up goes to Andrews. I mean, you look at what Mark Andrews did yesterday. Obviously, we could sit here and talk about the big play, but I thought he was involved, and then more in a historical thing, breaking the all-time receiving record. You deserve a ton of accolades for that. And I think he did it on his first reception, right?
Right.
He didn't need much, but he got it then. And it's nice to get that in the rearview mirror and then focus on the game. But I thought he had a really, really good game.
Who's your down?
My down goes to the red zone offense. Like, look, I get it. It's the Browns. You're on the road. I'm not even faulting you. I've said this before. You get the hell out of Dodge with a road win any way possible, and I'm not going to beat you up a ton for it.
But
if you allow inferior teams to stay around and hang around, that's why getting that stop after the turnover and holding them to three was huge. Like, you're watching that game and you're going, okay, they're going to win this game. They're going to win this game. And every time they got down, you're like, are they going to win this game? You know, and then finally getting through with that big play. It seemed like they kept putting themselves behind the eight ball.
My up, the tush push call. That call. I loved it. I went from not liking them going for it on fourth down to loving the call. And Jeremy Connor asked, if they didn't make it, what would you have thought? I would have said I didn't like going for it on fourth and one, but I loved that call. That was ballsy.
It's also what we've been clamoring for. It's not to be predictable. Yes. Stop doing the same stupid things.
It's ballsy, that was nice, eh? Yeah. I mean, you know, to roll your tight end to the outside there. And just to let you know, Mark Andrews is not exceptionally fast.
No.
You know, he's not slow, but he's not really that fast. So for him to break that one and to go 35 yards with a touchdown, what tells you how fooled the rest of the defense was. I bet you if we looked at the all 22, their defenders on the Browns team that didn't realize Andrews was outside, that he was already gone.
Oh, I guarantee you, because at least two followed Lamar. Because he went left. And as soon as he did, the two guys went with him. And they didn't see it. So I guarantee that, you know, most of the flow went that way. And then, you know, Ricard kicked out the outside contain guy, and it was a huge lane.
I think he's starting to get back into his groove a little bit.
Yeah. And my down... the Browns quarterback situation forever.
Ever. Honestly. Ever.
I mean, here's a list that they've been back in Cleveland. Tim Couch, Kelly Gruber, Jeff Garcia, Luke McCown, Trent Dilfer, Charlie Fry, Derek Anderson, Brady Quinn, Colt McCoy, Jake DeLone, Seneca Wallace.
Did you mean Brandon Kelly Whedon. Holcomb?
Yeah. What did I say?
Kelly Gruber. Wasn't that a
Holcomb,
Blue Jay?
Yeah, it was a Blue Jay. Holcomb. Him too, though.
It's like he probably did as well, yeah.
Thad Lewis. Jason Campbell.
Do you remember Thad Lewis?
Yes, I do.
Duke. Oh, my
Brian
God.
Hoyer. Cody Kessler. DeShone Kizer. Remember him? DeShone Kizer. Kevin Hogan. And they had this stand to some guy who's an
DeShone
absolute.
DeShone Kizer. Was he Dirk Komisar?
They had some guy who was an absolute bum. I mean, this guy is proven not to be a quarterback in the National Football League. Guy by the name of Baker Mayfield. Nah, he's not good. He's not good. We'd rather have Case Keenum.
At least they traded Joe Flacco.
And Nick Mullins. We'd rather have DeShaun Watson with one of the largest contract in quarterback history. This is what they've done at the quarterback position.
Yeah.
How do you constantly get that? How do you constantly get it wrong?
I would call the Jets and find out.
Okay.
Just ask them how they do it, and then you'll know.
Dude, I'm watching the quarterbacks yesterday. Like, what are you doing?
You know, like, there's in the gambling industry, there's some guys that are so bad at making picks, they literally tell you why they like this team, why you should do all these things, and then tell you to take the opposite of what they're saying.
Really?
It almost feels like that's what the Jets and the Browns should do. It's like, hey, man, we really want to take this quarterback. No, we're not doing that. We're going to take the exact opposite. What is that, the Costanza way? Just do the opposite of whatever you think the answer should be.
Yes, opposite way.
We're taking a punter, number one overall. What? Best punter in the world.
Mm-hmm. It's just like Shador comes in, and he's, you know, giving the come along to the crowd. Come on, come on. I'm like, dude, stop it.
By the way,
you're a Browns quarterback. You realize you're set up to fail. And if you're going to succeed, you'll succeed somewhere else.
Dude, you had to wait for Dylan Gabriel to get sat.
Well, a concussion. He didn't even get a chance to get sat.
True, yeah.
Well, we were talking about it before the show. Is there a more polarized? I don't know if there's a more polarizing player, let alone a rookie, to come into the league that hasn't done anything yet. But as soon as he does something good, there's one side that wants to let you know how good he's going to be. Mm-hmm. And as soon as he does something bad, the other group wants to tell you he's the worst quarterback ever. And we're going back and forth on this. And like, there's no reason on either side of it. Like, you can't sit here and tell the people that think he's going to be awful that, hey, there's a chance. Like, he was good in college. There's reasons to believe that he'll be good at this level. But like yesterday, he comes in, and as soon as he starts playing bad, he's like, he didn't get any reps with the first team. What? Okay, like, settle down. Oh, he's driving him down the field. See that? That's why he should be the starter. They didn't score. They didn't win. I had somebody that was hitting me up saying, yeah, this is what I wanted. Shador lead him back and beat the Ravens. I was like, lead him back? They had the lead. He let him up. What are you talking about? Came in with the lead.
Did he throw the pick to Hamilton with nobody in front of him?
Yeah.
I mean, it was just
nobody there.
Nobody
should have had a second pick. Also,
I know it was too close. It was like 8 yards away.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing that you're going to see him do for every big play that he makes, celebrate. It's a give and take. Well, no, it's a he takes a lot of bad sacks that puts him way behind the sticks.
We go around the NFL at 6:45, but on the other side, we take a look at Lamar Jackson's performance from yesterday. Our quarterback review up next on The Fan.
Yeah, you just got to keep a clear mind, you know. But I wouldn't say frustration, but you kind of ticked off because our defense just put us in a great spot, and then for us to turn the ball back over us, we can't have that, you know. And shout out to defense because they played a great game.
That's Lamar Jackson. Lamar did not have a particularly good game yesterday. But, Jeremy, the first interception, definitely not on him. Yeah. Definitely.
I mean, you can go back and look at it. At the end of the year, I don't think most people, except the people that have been watching closely all season long, are going to remember that. But this guy doesn't turn the ball over. It's very odd to see two in one game, let alone, you know, one or more for that matter.
Well, the one looked like the tip drill when you were defensive back.
Yeah.
It was like, bam, you think, you know, you pop it in the air on purpose? That's exactly what happened.
You're like, please tackle somebody. Just don't let anybody get to the ball.
In 101 starts now, Ed, that's the first game in Lamar's history that he had two interceptions with no touchdowns.
That's something. He doesn't turn the ball over. He doesn't throw many picks. And frankly, at least one was not his fault at all.
The second one you could argue was not, but he didn't throw a clean interception.
Yeah.
To be fair, though, too, that is a championship caliber defense, but boy, does their offense suck.
Yeah.
Who?
The Browns.
Oh, yeah.
Their defense is really good.
It is. They play active. They play very active. I mean,
I think there was, it may have been aided a little bit by the wind, you know, dying some things down, no Bateman and switching some things up, but there's no reason that you should have struggled the way that you did. But
you're struggling as Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Seriously, come on.
I mean, without the pick six, it's 23-9. You know, the pick six. Based on what do you say? It was a good defense, the Cleveland Browns are. And they got the pick six on a tip drill ball. A win's a win right now, especially in divisional opponents. Going into Cleveland, when you got that kind of a good defense, and again, Lamar did not have his best game at all, even without the interceptions. It wasn't a particularly great game for him.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the ball, I thought he should. Okay, he got lucky on the one ball he threw in the end zone to Mark Andrews that he threw behind him to the DB. That should have been a pick. You got to throw that ball to the sidelines and let Andrews lay out for it. He threw it behind him. Mm-hmm. The DB had it in his hands but dropped it.
Yeah.
That should have been a pick. So, the tip drill shouldn't have been, but one should have been that they didn't catch.
Man, I'm going back to that. You were talking about that long run by Henry, and I'm sitting there going, punch it in. You're waiting for it, and then all of a sudden the inevitable happens where you get in there. You don't run it into the end zone. You only got a few yards. You go three and out, and now you're kicking a field goal.
Yeah. The offense has to be better, perform better. I know you got the Jets coming up next week. Lamar coming back home. Is this his first home start since coming back from the injury?
Yeah. Because they had the Dolphins, had three straight road games.
Yeah, Dolphins, Vikings, and Browns. So now his first home start.
Right.
Next three, Jets, Bengals, Steelers. That sounds like at least 2-1.
Could be worse.
They should win the next two. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, it could be worse. You could be the Buccaneers right now, right? Mm-hmm. Just got done playing the Bills.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? You guys get to play the Rams now. Who did they play the week before that? They played the Patriots.
Yeah.
The Bucs have, like, what did they do to someone to get this schedule?
That's quite the schedule they've got.
And they still have even more tough games coming up. So.
Though the one thing that concerns me about the Bengals game, though, if Joe Burrow's coming back. If Joe Burrow's coming back, the way this offense is playing, you're going to have to put up some points.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think it matters if Burrow's back or if it's Flacco. Like I said, they haven't been, it's not like they've been, they haven't had a lack of scoring. Flacco dropped 38, 41, 46. They're still losing those games. That is a horrendously bad defense.
Yeah. Well, I think the problem, the point is that our offense is not scoring.
And that's my point.
Ordinarily,
they
give up 38, but if we can't score 41, we're not going to win.
Yeah, but again, like going back, you're playing the Vikings and the Browns, so you go playing the team that blitzes the most in all of football, and then you're playing one of the best defenses in football, but we're not going to talk about them like that because their team sucks, and then you get Cincinnati where it's like, What do you guys want? You want a 10-yard run? You want a 30-yard pass? When do you want it? Do you want it now? Do you want to get it in two plays? Like, you just pick whatever you want against this Bengals defense. They are that bad. Aaron Rodgers sucks so bad, and he was moving the ball up and down the field on them. Just awful.
Until he left the game.
He hurt his hand.
Potential broken wrist on his non-throwing.
He kept grabbing it.
Yeah. That's that one play where I think he threw in the back of the end zone.
Yeah, and he got hit.
Yeah.
And went down awkward.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Monday morning quarterback on the Fan. Ravens put a big win yesterday. They need to keep the wins coming. Did it over the Cleveland Browns on the road. Not your best game for Lamar Jackson, but the offense did just enough to win that one 23-16. Defense played sensational down the stretch, holding the Browns, shutting them out in the second half. Let's go out to the phone lines right now. Rosedale, Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Can't complain, brother.
Happy Monday, guys.
Happy Monday to you, too.
Happy Tuesday Eve, babe.
Happy Tuesday Eve, babe. Good Ravens win. I almost predicted the score. 5 Brown sacks. Can we rely on our offensive line? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day, too. I think you can rely on your defensive line. 5 Brown sacks, but there's a guy named Miles Garrett. It had a lot to do with that. I think I'm not saying this is the same offensive line that I want to go into 2026 with, but I think as it is right now, they're not bad enough to stop you from winning.
I was just happy with our over-unders that I nailed that one when the question was, will Miles Garrett get exactly 1.5 sacks? And I said, there's no way it's going to land on 1.5 sacks. He might get less or more than that.
Did you?
No, that's not what I said at all.
I know. You know what's funny? Out of all the stats that we do,
yeah,
it has 0.5. The sack thing is the only one that could be exact.
Yeah. Right, that's true.
I had Miles Garrett, 1.5 sacks, over or under, even.
Yeah. I had 3.5 receptions. I got 1 foot down. But it is funny because I said, look, if there's anybody that's going to get more than 1.5 sack, it's going to be that guy. But I can't do it because the math is saying it doesn't normally happen. And sure enough, here we are in the first quarter. It's like, by God, he did it.
Why did I keep sending that text? Ah, bam. Ah, bam.
And even you have to admit, though, there's no way you thought he'd get 4.
I thought he'd get more than 1. I knew he had multiple. I really felt that.
That's all he got was 4? That's pathetic, man.
You know.
He didn't have 5 against somebody else.
That's 20% less than he had last week. Yeah, he had 5.
Yeah. Was it against the Bills that he had 5? Hold on.
It was just the week prior where they played. I can't remember.
I know you guys, it's going to surprise you, but Miles Garrett's good.
You know what it was? It was the Jets, wasn't it?
I don't think so.
No. He's really good. First player in NFL history, 6 straight season of 12 sacks. 12 sacks,
yeah. First ballot.
Took the bag.
Bruce Smith.
Yeah, he did. See, that's why he can't complain to me. Miles, you can't complain about losing because you would have gotten paid anywhere. You didn't need to stay there to get paid. You took the bird in the hand.
No, but there was like 22 in the bush. That was a big bag.
I think you're right. I think it was the Jets.
Was it? Yeah. Because they asked him, he said, would you give those sacks back for a win? He said, I'd give back every single sack for a win.
That's right. The Jets won. I forgot.
Wow. Bite me at 7 o'clock, Sal, for the post-game press conference. Jeremy, is it going to be happy or sad?
Hold on. They fourth quarter, they scored, took the lead. Yeah, it'll be happy.
It'll be happy, John Harbaugh.
That's a great question, Rob. It's a great question. I'll let you know when we come back.
We go around the league on a Fan.
Phenomenal. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We woke up at 9:30 with the NFL Week 11 kicking off, and it was the Commanders and the Dolphins in Madrid, Spain. Jeremy Kahn, tell us about this one.
Yeah, who wanted to win that game? Apparently, nobody. They kept trying to give it away. We had missed field goals. We had it was a low-scoring game and kind of weird, yeah.
When it's low-scoring, neither team can score, why do you go for it under 2 minutes and not kick the field goal if you're the Dolphins?
I don't know how you make that decision.
How do you do that? And I wanted to ask you, because you are an aggressive go-for-it guy, but there's no way when scoring is so tough that you don't take the points there.
The problem is, like, are they going – so here's my thought process. Are they going the length of the field to beat you, or are they playing for the field goal to send it to overtime? Anytime you give the ball back to the opposing team, right? So you kick the field goal, take the lead. Now they've got whatever, minute and a half, whatever it may be, to get down that field, to which they're going, yes, we would like to score, but more importantly, we want to get in field goal range, and they're playing for overtime. That's why you kick the field goal. No matter what the analytics tell you of the success rate of it, those are the times game where situations. I think you lay it up,
yes,
and then you allow your your defense had been fine all day long getting stops.
You
now
just crapped on your defense.
Yeah, Marcus Mariota had one of the biggest runs that should have changed that game. It was back and forth, back and forth. I mean, Miami gets lucky because of what happens, but that should have been a fireable offense not getting that.
Absolutely. The game between the Panthers and the Falcons, Panthers win. Bryce Young, I'm going to gloat because I love him. 31 of 45, 448 yards, 3 touchdowns, passer rating of 123 as the Panthers beat the Falcons to go 6-5 on a year. Ed, tell me all about the Bucs and the Bills.
This was a good game till it wasn't. It was
a good game all the way to like 4 minutes
it was,
ago.
It was. Very tight, very tough game up in Buffalo, Orchard Park to be exact. 21-20 at the half in favor of the Bills. Just two good teams, playoff caliber teams, but Josh Allen just took it next level, man.
Six touchdowns.
I mean, seriously, this guy.
And he looked terrible early on. He hadn't done anything. Like, we were sitting here going, what's going on with him? Yeah. Why isn't he converting? Like, they benched Keon Coleman because he was late to a meeting.
Yeah, but he had three passing touchdowns, 317 in the air, 3 touchdowns. Pass rating 104, but he had 3 touchdowns on the ground, and the Bills went 44-32, and they both needed that. Both needed the game desperately. Bucks came up on the short end of the stick there.
Texans, Titans, Jeremy.
Yeah, let me keep that quick. Texans won late. Nobody cares about that damn game.
Bears, Vikings, they care about this one because the Bears are 7-3. Don't look now, but 7-3. Caleb Williams, not a great game, but J.J. McCarthy is horrible. 16-32, 2 interceptions, a passer rating of under 50. That guy, that dog don't hunt.
He's old doo-doo butt.
Yeah. Ed, Packers, Giants.
I mean, Packers win 27-20. Not much to say here. Jameis Winston had a good day, only threw 1 pick. So for him, that's a huge success.
And that was the end of the game. That's the one that cost him.
Yeah. The Giants are, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the hell they are. Fired their coach. Their 2-star rookies are out. It's too bad. I mean, And I don't think the Packers are that damn good either. I thought they were much better than this.
Bengals Steelers, Jeremy.
Yeah, it was an interesting one there for a while. Is it could have gone either way. Aaron Rodgers gets hurt. Mason Rudolph comes in and actually plays better than Rodgers, in my opinion. Steelers find a way to win that one. They win late. Defensive touchdown really helped out. So now Cincinnati's still at the back of the bottom of the division with the Browns.
I don't know what happened here. The Chargers went east to Jacksonville and got stunned. Justin Herbert knocked out of the game, but he wasn't having a good game anyway before he left.
That didn't matter. They were getting their ass beat.
Yeah, the Trey Lance was horrible. Justin Herbert was the leading rusher. He didn't finish the game with 21 yards. I don't know what took place.
They didn't score a touchdown.
They didn't score a touchdown. And they ain't scored in the second half.
No.
Unreal. Tell me all about the Rams and the Seahawks, Edward.
Two really good teams. It's funny. I didn't think that division would be this good. The Rams win 21-19. They hold off the Seahawks at the end. And the problem, it's funny. The Rams are, they obviously came up on a, you know, with a W here. Sam Darnold threw four picks. You can't do that, man. You can't do that.
Against anyone.
Against anyone.
Let alone that, the Rams.
Yeah, you're on the road against a division rival who's, you know, maybe the best team in the NFC right now. You know, don't make it easy for them, man. Giving them, you know, four interceptions, and that was the to me the deciding factor in the game, because Stafford only threw 130 yards. You know, they only ran for 119. The Rams had nothing going on.
Yeah.
But, you know, they kept getting short fields.
49ers, Cardinals, Jeremy.
Oh, fun game, but it started off the wrong way for the Cardinals as the 49ers jumped all over them. Two tutties for George Kittle and Christian McCaffrey. In that game, though, the interesting thing was Michael Wilson and Trey. The tight end there, Trey McBride and Michael Wilson, the two receivers, that's basically who Brissett was thrown to the entire time. Because one ended up with 15 receptions, the other ended up with 10. It's like, is there anyone else that wants to catch a pass in this team? But it was way too late. Arizona, they got stung, and boy, do they stink.
They stink badly. Chiefs going to Denver, and the Broncos just keep on rolling, guys. Last second field goal, 22-19. Mm-hmm. Broncos have won, eight in a row? Eight games in a row. They were 1-2.
I don't think they're good
after
either.
Losing to the Chargers and the Colts. And then they've gone on with wins against teams like the Eagles, the Texans, and now the Chiefs.
Yeah.
So some pretty good wins.
It's funny. Jeremy said he doesn't think they're very good. I have to stop. I picked them to win this game.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Chiefs are taking a step back. But I picked the Broncos. They're 9-2, and yet I feel like, I don't know about them.
Yeah.
And they're 9-2. When am I going to be convinced?
By the way, Chiefs back-to-back losses, and they get the Colts at home this week. Colts
second coming time off a bye. Yeah. Hey, listen, let's be honest. None of us watched that Lions-Eagles game, so let's not BS the people. I think what's more entertaining is the Seahawks linebacker, Ernest Jones, had this to say about defending his quarterback.
Man, Sam's been balling. Like, if we want to try to define Sam by this game or what, man, Sam's been had us in every fucking game. So for him to sit there and say, oh, that's my fault. No, it's not. It was plays that defensively we could have made plays. There were opportunities where we could have got better stops. It's football, man. And he's our quarterback. We got his back. And you got anything to say, quite frankly, fuck you.
That's the more masculine.
To F you.
Yeah, that's the more masculine version of that's my quarterback.
Yeah. But you know what? I give Ernest Jones credit because he said, for him to say that's my fault, no, it's not. We left some plays out there too.
And that's always true.
Yeah.
Seriously, you could look through an entire game. You'll find exactly that. You'll see defensive plays where they whiffed and they let drive stay alive. It may cost them a score.
That could be galvanizing.
Yeah, absolutely.
That sound bite right there can galvanize a locker room, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for that sound clip, Ernie.
They have a Bert on the team. 410-583-1057. We're going to have to pivot, make a little change. Bite Me will be 7:15 because on the other side, we'll hear from the professor.
Bougie ass moving our schedule around.
Mike Preston up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.